Were it by destiny or aventure, were it by influence or by nature or constellation, that in such a state the heavens stood that time fortunate, as for to put a bill of Venus' works, for all thing has time, as say these clerks, to any woman for to get her love, I cannot say. But great God above, that knoweth that no act is causeless, he deem of all, for I will hold my peace. But sooth is this, how that this fresh May has taken such impression that day of pity on this sick Damien, that from her heart she need drive can the remembrance for to do him ease. Certain, thought she, whom that this thing displease, I reck not. For here I am assure to love him best of any creature, though he no more had than his shirt. Lo, pity runneth soon in gentle heart. Here may you see how excellent franchise in woman is when they them narrow of eyes. Some tyrant is, as there be many a one that has a heart as hard as any stone, which would have let him starven in the place, well rather than have granted him her grace and her rejoicing in her cruel pride, and reckoned not to be a homicide. This gentle May, fulfilled of pity, right of a hand a letter maketh she, in which she granteth him her very grace. There lacketh naught, but only day and place, where that she might unto his lust suffice. For it shall be right as he will devise. And when she saw her time upon a day to visit this Damien, goes May, and subtly this letter down she thrust under his pillow. Read it, if him lest. She takes him by the hand, and hard him twists so secretly that no wight of it wist, and bade him be all whole. And forth she went to January, when that he for her sent. Up riseth Damien the next morrow. All passed was his sickness and his sorrow. He combeth him, he preeneth him, and piketh, and does all that his lady lusts and liketh, and eke to January he goes, as low as ever did a dog for the bow. He's so pleasant unto every man, for craft is all, whoso that do it can, that every wight is fain to speak him good, and fully in his lady's grace he stood. Thus let I Damien about his need, and in my tale forth I will proceed.